In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
About 20 years ago, I hosted my organ teacher from the Eastman School of Music, David Craighead, for a recital here in Cramer Chapel. I picked him up from the airport, I brought him here for an afternoon of practice, left a car for him, and I went home to prepare dinner for him. 30 minutes later, there's a knock on my back door, and it was David Craighead. I could not believe my eyes because an afternoon of practice is sacred. It is serious business for an artist about to give a concert, one that he knew that would attract people from all over the Midwest. So he came in, and he said very simply that a student insisted that she needed this block of time to prepare for her lesson with me. So my world-famous teacher allowed himself to be kicked off the organ bench and out of Cramer Chapel by my bold, young, beginning student. I know for a fact that most professional musicians would not have handled this in such a gentle and humble way. That day, my teacher continued to teach me with an extraordinary example of humility. It is teaching that I will never forget. Have you ever noticed how often our Lord starts his classes with the same lesson about humility? Whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. And the reverse is true. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. We are to learn how to be a servant, a slave, and we will have learned about true greatness. And then we'll be able to move on to all of the other lessons. But like James and John, we're not eager to sit for lessons in humility. How do you put the great reversal with all of its unappealing richness into the seminary curriculum? Who would sign up for Humility 101? Subduing Pride 102? Yet in our text today, the Lord puts this in the curriculum and does not ask for the students' opinions. The heart of his curriculum, especially for those who would be leaders in the church, is learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart. What the disciples needed was not an honored place on either side of the Lord. They needed more time at his feet, receiving from him the words of life that would reveal the truths of his kingdom. That's what we all need. So what do we learn today at his feet? Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. And Christ is about to show with his own life what is true greatness according to the Father's plan. He will be the servant. He will be the slave. His highest glory will be on a cross where the cup of humility, suffering, and death is the Father's plan. There is a new LSB hymn that lets us sing of this great reversal in two of its stanzas. Jesus took the role of servant, when upon the gruesome span, for all human sin he suffered, as a vile and loathsome man. On the cross, poured out like water to fulfill the Father's plan. Can we fathom such deep mercy? Do you see what God has done? Who can grasp this great reversal? Love that gives his only Son. Christ, the sinless for the sinners, for the many, dies the one. We can only say, Lord, in your mercy, remove the mountain of pride and conceit and arrogance that dwells right here in us. Remove it, we pray, so that we can be fitting students at your feet to receive all that you are just waiting to give. In the strong name of the Holy Trinity, amen.